In a patient who a physician wants to use fluoropyrimidine monotherapy, maybe because they're old or some relative or absolute contraindication to Oxali, how do you make the decision between 5-FU and capecitabine?
I would prefer capecitabine to bolus in terms of its toxicity profile, its ease of administration and the like. That's my preference. Bolus is really my last choice on the 5-FU monotherapy side of things. I do it on occasion. I have a patient right now, he's 84 years old, has a touch of prostate cancer, had a stage 2 cancer, but had only 3 nodes sampled and some bad characteristics of his tumor. So it's a guy I'm worried about. His post-op CEA is 3 to 4 in that ballpark. And we had a long talk. He's still quite active, lives independently, has loving family. And we actually decided in the end to give him FOLFOX. I mean, this was a guy that you kind of look at him from across the room and say, that's crazy, but he's tolerating it well. Now there, I've modified the doses. I've given him a FOLFOX light, if you will. He's getting full doses of oxaliplatin, but no leucovorin, no bolus 5-FU, and just the infusion of 5-FU. He's tolerating it beautifully. Cycle 6, cycle 7, not a single delay, really no cumulative neurotoxicity yet. Doesn't freak out about the pump and cruising along.